This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, baby chicks, screw worms, and Italian brain rot. Coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Oh, you gonna finish all your chores, black bonnet girls? You make the Amish world go round.
Yeah. I was just an Amish boy, of purity and joy. Knew damn well that I was holier than thee. Left alone with cousin Greta, what a naughty babysitter. Heathen woman, you made a Mennonite out of me. Yeah, yeah. I know girls who never curse, chicks who know their Bible verse. Every one of them wore a dress down to the floor. Though their chastity and charm made them quite pleasant on the farm, there ain't nothing like a good old Amish whore.
Oh, you gonna paint that barn tonight. Oh, down beside the lantern light. Oh, gonna finish all your chores, black bonnet girls. You make the Amish world go round.
Yeah.
Black bonnet girls, you make the Amish world go round.
Get on your buggies and ride. Black bonnet girls. Man, that Greta's built like a brick outhouse.
As long as I've got a pew, she's got a place to sit.
Girls.
Yeah, she could churn my butter anytime.
Black bonnet girls. Hey, Greta, show us your ankles.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Well, let's squeeze a story out of you, Christy Lee.
A Delaware animal shelter is trying to care for thousands of chicks.
What did Delaware, boys? What did Delaware? I don't know Alaska.
God, what a turd.
She wore a brand new jersey. She wore a brand new jersey.
She drank a mini soda.
She was hurt. I said, Hawaii. Yes, she said, I'm bleeding to death. That was that last
What
verse.
States I'm bleeding to death?
A Delaware animal shelter trying to care for thousands of chicks that were abandoned in a postal service truck. It's still unclear how 12,000 chicks were left for 3 days
12,000
inside the truck at a Delaware mail distribution center.
That's more than a mistake, right?
Yes.
12,000 chicks?
And they're surviving chicks, which means not all of them did.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Now being did nursed, KFC buy them?
Nursed and cared for.
You're going to have to
they
need...
They don't serve little...
Where do you think the nuggets come from?
You have to...
Thank you, Chuck. You're going to need... saving that idiotic...
shish to run all those
right?
through. And, yeah.
The surviving chicks are now being nursed and cared for at First State Animal Center and SPCA.
I think it'd be a chick, onion, green pepper. Onion, green pepper.
This sounds like a terrible country song.
What's that? The 12,000 chicks?
10,000 chicks in a hot postal car, bacon and a dying like my mother did last week.
You know what? He's right. That does sound like a terrible country song.
Bacon and a dying like my mother did last week.
That's a sad song.
She was baked to death.
Yes, in the first verse, she dies in a... In a truck that's parked.
The shelter is also offering the birds for adoption, but only a few hundred out of as many as 2,000 have been picked up, which is quite a strange nonprofit.
They're waiting until
they
get tender.
Boy, there's nothing worse than chewy chicken, right?
Yeah.
Like a
rubbery.
A chicken jerky.
The math on this, 10,000 of those chicks didn't make it. Well, that's really sad.
How could you ship 10,000 chickens and not have a proper destination for them? Wouldn't you know where they were?
What happened here?
Wouldn't they hear them?
They just ended up in a mail truck.
Wouldn't they hear them?
Like loaded to the gills.
Is this like, I mean, every once in a while you read about the errant mail carrier that they find 80,000 pieces of mail in his garage.
Right.
But this... Who takes the truck full of the chickens and goes, I'm just going to park it?
What were they doing in there in the first place?
Who mails a chicken?
I don't know, Artie. These packages are chirping at me. I don't know what the problem is.
Baffling.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, it must have been filled completely.
Yes.
12,000 chicks.
And it had to have made noise. The guy had to have gone, what the heck?
I don't know what's happening. Somebody needs to go to jail.
Who does the chicks? Did you just do the chicks?
That's very good.
It's very. You want to talk about screw worms?
Why not? What are they?
Yeah, let's do it.
If they're
up for it, I am.
This is a really serious issue.
Let's screw worms. Let's do it.
Oh, geez. Look at this, Frank. Look who's back.
Screw worms.
Yeah, he's going to screw.
Lawmakers in Texas have introduced new legislation.
And here.
To get ahead of an impending New World screw worm invasion.
I got to look these things up.
The New World screw worm is back.
I hope they look just like long screws.
Once
eradicated in 1966, the screw worm has reemerged as a threat. An outbreak in Mexico has U.S. officials on high alert. That's right, Tom. Screw worms larvae.
They look just like maggots.
Burrow into living flesh, killing livestock if untreated.
They become flies, huh?
The USDA has shut down cattle, horse, and bison imports at the southern border. Secretary Brooke Rollins confirmed the screw worm related shutdown on X, and they pose a serious threat to American agriculture.
Yeah, yeah, they're essentially maggots, and they become parasitic flies.
The name screw worms, though, it sounds like something you'd. A college guy would catch after a spring break in Tijuana.
Yes.
Well, I got the screw worms.
So we whipped screw worms, though, in 1966.
Yeah, but they're back.
They're full name, the Cochleomaya hominivorax.
So the New World screw worm is a much more elegant name.
Yes, yeah.
That'd be a good name for a minor league baseball team.
The screw worm. That's not bad, but it's gross.
The New World screw worms?
Yeah.
That'd be a cool mascot, don't you think?
Yeah.
Screw worms.
You got a worm with like a corkscrew set of
absolutely.
Legs.
Absolutely. And a little hat. And
screw worms will live inside an animal until it is deceased.
Oh, God.
The animal or the screw worm?
The
animal.
They can squirm into the belly buttons of newborn mammals.
Oh, come on.
This article is from PBS and it's titled 7 Reasons Flesh-Eating Screw Worms Are As Gross As You Think.
They win.
Yeah.
They are indeed correct.
That going into belly buttons is like a... I don't like that at all.
So No.
So they're coming up from Mexico?
Yes, sir.
So no cattle being imported?
Isn't that how the alien got into John Hurt or whatever, whichever guy that was?
went through his belly button?
Belly button? Yeah, an alien?
No, it gives birth through the mouth. That's why it wraps around your face.
Oh, I thought it went in the belly button. Okay.
A four-year-old girl in India was once treated for a screwworm infestation.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to tell you where.
How many? No. Oh.
Let's just keep going.
She can't have babies. Is that right?
No, she can, yeah. Oh, they extracted this 12-year-old girl from Colombia. They extracted 142 larvae from the girl's scalp. And you thought those lice checks at school were gross.
All right, we're going to need a Phillips and a flathead. We got them both here.
Yeah, take a step closer to the shower.
That is actually making me itch my head.
Yeah.
God.
I'm nasty.
Okay, well, what do you got coming up, Christy Lee?
Coming up, we have Italian brain rot. We have the smiley face emoji. Be careful where you send it. We have Mount Fuji in the news.
I have a theory about Italian brain rot.
Okay.
Is it when you eat so much pasta that you can't think?
No.
Oh.
You get that, though.
Real sleepy?
Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't
it? That would be great. Mm-hmm. There's no way you can eat too much pasta.
I concur.
Yeah.
It really would be delightful and delicious. That would be my last meal, too.
Me, too. Oh, no, I'd
eat that pasta and listen to this, my last meal.
Oh, what did Delaware, boy? What did Delaware?
Hey!
What did Delaware, boy? What did
Here comes
Delaware?
Perry Como.
She wore a brand new jersey.
Did they think this was clever when they did it?
Very clever.
They knew it was clever when they did it.
Okay, and this is the
the white men drummers.
Why did California?
Why did California?
All right, sing it like white people.
She called to say Hawaii.
Boy, that's really pushing it. Hawaii. Who says Hawaii?
And California.
Yeah, do they fit them all in?
I
know that she has a Minnesota at one point.
Does have a Minnesota.
Yeah, okay.
It's a lot of them.
Where has Ori gone? I think that is...
You won't find this surprising. It seems a lot longer than it is.
Now, I like Perry Como.
So this was done after Hawaii and Alaska were admitted to the Union.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's surprising because it sounds like it would have been interesting in the 1910s.
That was from the album Como Says What?
Mm-hmm. Of course. Right. Perry Como.
A new form of internet absurdity dubbed Italian brain rot is taking over TikTok.
Hey.
This is according to the New York Times.
Am I a brain?
Yes, the Italian brain rot subgenre emerged in January with AI-generated characters that mix animals or humans with inanimate objects. The memes have some vague references to Italy, either in their names or the depiction of stereotypes.
I love stereotypes.
come from somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Among the most recent and most popular entries into the cast of character is Ballerina Cappuccina. A ballerina with a cappuccino cup head. That sounds
funny. Man, that's
funny.
This is the new, what was the thing, the Skibidi, what was it, the toilet with the head coming out?
Skibidi?
This is the new version of that.
Right.
I see. This is what people are doing on TikTok?
Yep.
That's why I'm not on it.
Yeah, nor am I.
An associate professor of communication at the University of Buffalo College of Arts and Sciences explained that the sheer randomness of the meme is the point.
I see.
Yotam Ophir said what users get from it is, in a sense, that they are in the know, that they know something their mom doesn't know.
You're a friend of his, you got to just call him Yo, right?
Yeah.
You don't call him Yotam.
Yotam.
Yo. No. Tam.
No. Just Yo.
So this is a hypnosis thing. You're part of a crowd that you got a little private.
Boy, I'm happy not to be part of this.
Boy, me too.
Yeah, it's social media, right?
3 billion views.
Yeah, but have you seen the babies? AI-generated babies?
A chick was saying the other day.
I've just enough about with had that. It.
It's unbelievable.
They've done everything now, including Sling Blade and ordering French fried potatoes.
Yeah.
At the window.
I'm surprised our show hasn't been
babies.
Yeah. It was funny in the beginning.
Yeah. When do we get Bob and Tom babies to come?
Usually when we, whenever we get on it, it's about 1 month too late.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
That's not wrong.
The next time you text a Gen Zer, you might want to refrain from using certain emojis, by the way. According to the Wall Street Journal, many teens and 20-somethings see the smiley face emoji as patronizing or passive-aggressive.
Oh, well, you want to know these things or not, Josh?
Likewise, Josh. The cry laughing emoji is considered basic, but the skull emoji means I'm laughing so hard I'm dying.
All right. So skull emoji, good. Laughing emoji, sarcastic.
Erica Dahlin, author of Digital Body Language, How to Build Trust and Connection No Matter the Distance. Well,
first of all, the title's too long, so I'm not reading it.
Told the Journal that while older generations tend to take emojis at face value, younger generations have assigned the icons entirely different meanings. And we've talked about that before. The ever-changing meanings behind the icons, though, have not only led to misunderstandings, but have also become something of a minefield for parents as they supervise their children in the digital age.
I use those old-fashioned emoticons.
Yeah,
you still go with the semicolon?
Colon, yeah, I have friends that
close parentheses?
That.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Winky, winky face?
That's the hip yeah. way to go. Maybe you just don't use
them. I bet that makes a comeback. I bet those at some point are considered cool again.
A lot of people are using them. I've been noticing that.
Well, your friend group.
Yeah.
Seriously. Mostly men, thank you.
Well, they're still old.
Really? Really?
Do you ever get the
let's hear them out.
The sarcastic eggplant and the squirting hose, whatever it is?
No.
Oh, that's not a thing anymore.
See, I have the hardest time with this in this room, I promise you. Because you are all so old that you're supposed to be clueless about this stuff. I'm a little younger. I should be in the know. I hate it all. And I'm not young enough to embrace it. So I am in the most uncomfortable position.
You're the man in the middle.
You're limboed.
Yeah.
Now, but don't you, you have a niece, for example. Do you?
You guys didn't laugh at you are all so old.
Well, it hurt.
It hurt. I'm with you, Pat.
It was meant as a joke.
It was a glimpse into the window of what you really think of.
You came here grumpy.
It's like the third time you've said it in a week.
Remember when you couldn't believe you worked on the show? Remember that? Yeah. You were very happy and excited. Well,
you guys, in my defense, you were all 8 years younger then.
That's a fair point.
We are so much
older. If I could argue,
now.
I would.
That is
you're younger way back.
No, do you ever, with your niece, do you ever send a... emojis, or do you stick to actual words?
I don't text with my nieces and nephews.
You don't?
That's fun.
Court order.
Yes.
That's the implication.
I'm going to get you back.
Don't call Pat old.
No. You ever accuse you of the worst things possible?
Whenever anyone has Pat his age, he tries to remember what lie he told them.
That's absolutely
so
true.
Stay consistent.
What you are saying is absolutely true.
I want to. Could we make our own line of emojis?
You've asked that.
I don't know if we can, Tom. We're so old. I don't know if we can figure it out.
I have 20-somethings. They never use emojis ever. They hate them.
See, this is the whole thing. You can't win.
Nope. Okay. You can't.
All right. I'm so sorry that we're not hip anymore.
I am too.
I am really sorry as well.
And
I've never been hit.
We're not expected to be.
We've been saying forever that one of the problems with texting is if you're being sarcastic, unless they have a sarcastic font, it's not necessarily clear that what your intention is when you write something.
Correct.
So I think
context should be clear.
But I mean,
it's not my fault. If I write something sarcastic to you and it's all there in context, it's not my fault if you don't get it.
Really?
Yes.
What about in the court of law?
It's like when I joke around with Chick and I go, I'm kidding, right? And he takes it seriously. It's not my fault that you're taking it seriously. I'm joking.
I'm not speaking to you.
Yeah. You're way out of line today.
Way out of line. Thank you, Pat.
You walked in a bad mood.
No, I didn't walk in a bad mood.
First of all, you weren't even walking. I've seen slugs go fast.
Yeah. We haven't forgot about you lumbering into
the thought
studio.
It was like a constipation issue. He was afraid. You're so snippy with our older boss.
It was like a parade float, wasn't it?
Get a diarrhea plug if you have to go that bad.
Good Lord.
Bathroom issue.
Okay. Just
holy hell, man.
It was the piece of crap behind me I was upset about. You.
Piece of old crap.
Have right? some self-respect.
Are you guys older than me?
Yes.
I'm not.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7 and...
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't...
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.